Theater 5 presents Across the River from Grandma's House.
Do you hear?
Yes. Yes, the prison sirens.
There's been another escape.
Now, Penelope, sit down and finish your tea.
Oh, but
there's plenty of time. And mind, when you go out, I want you to bundle up and wear your fur-lined boots. There's a chill in the air.
My boots?
Oh, Grandma, now, well, if you're going to be contrary, I'll go myself.
All right, Grandma, all right. I'll wear my boots.
Now, that's a good girl. Oh, and please don't tarry along the way. Not like you did the last time.
I've got to make it to the river. Blasted fog. I can't see where I'm going.
This way. Over here.
Well,
now, don't be afraid.
I can't. Girl.
You've been wounded. Now, please, put that gun away. You needn't... Oh, go of my arm.
You're sticking with me. Go on, get moving.
Now, please, please, you don't understand. I want to help you. I'll take you to Grandma's house.
Now, look, sister. I don't know who you are or how come you're out here, but that's your own hard luck. If we run into any cops, I'll have to shoot you if they want to get me. Now, let's move toward that river.
The police boats will be patrolling the river for hours. If you'd only come to Grandma's
house. Oh, shut up. Blasted shoulder. Bleeding.
Oh, please. Grandma will know how to fix it. And later we'll help you get across the river.
What are you, some kind of a nut? You and your grandma? Why do you want to help me? What's in it for you?
Now, look, just put your arm around my shoulder. Now, that's right. Now, I'll lead you. It's not very far.
That's wacky. A guy busts out and there's a dame all of a sudden. How old are you, kid? 17, 18?
I don't know. I think I'm much older.
Huh?
Well, Grandma doesn't believe in celebrating birthdays.
Wind from the east at 3 miles per hour. Barometer 30.1 and steady. Repeating the top news story, Matthew Krim has escaped from the state penitentiary after killing two guards. Roadblocks have been set up and motorists are cautioned to avoid stopping along the highways. Krim is armed and dangerous. And now we continue our program of popular music, which is uninterrupted until the next news on the hour.
Ah, they're here. Oh, come in, come in. Shut the door, quickly, Penelope. I'll help Mr. Krim.
You keep your hands off, old lady. You, get them blinds out.
Do as he says, dear.
Okay. Now, both of you, sit where I can see you.
Don't be ridiculous. I got to attend to your wound. I can't have you standing there dripping blood on the carpet. Now, please sit down. And will you please stop waving that gun?
Now, look, lady, you... Okay. Go ahead. Get some bandages on his shoulder. But I'm warning you, don't...
Isn't he delightfully evil, Grandma?
A joy to behold. Oh, turn the radio down, Penelope. And then help Mr. Krim remove his shirt.
Hey. Hey, how did you know my name?
The radio. Now, let's see. Myrrh and eucalyptus.
What are you doing?
Preparing a healing ointment. I always use myrrh. I don't believe it has any medicinal qualities, but it does have such a pleasant aroma.
No, wait a minute. You're not going to use that stuff on me, you dizzy old dame. You...
Mr. Crane, you're an accomplished killer. Surely you're not afraid of me, an old lady. Now, that's a good boy. There. How does that feel?
It stopped the bleeding.
Of course. But don't move your arm until... Don't get up, Mr. Quinn. Penelope has your gun.
You tricked me. You suckered me right into a trap.
Why, you poor dear. You're just trembling with fright. I'm going to make you a cup of herb tea to settle your nerves.
Now, look, you're not going to get away with this. I got friends. If I don't get across the river, they'll come looking for me and...
Penelope, is Mr. Crim threatening me?
Now, lady, if you're going to call the cops, call them. You're going to drive me out of my head.
Penelope, I know what it is. Mr. Crim thinks... Of course, Penelope. Give him back his gun.
But suppose he shoots it, Grandma. You know how you hate loud noises.
Oh, he wouldn't shoot. He needs the gun to give him a sense of security. Isn't that so, Mr. Crim?
Yeah, Grandma.
Here you are, Mr. Crim.
All right, both of you. Get over there by the wall.
You're being terribly difficult.
Shut up! I'm up to my teeth with your nutty talk. The girl said you'd get me across the river. All right, you got a boat?
Of course we have a boat.
Okay, now let's get going.
It isn't time to go. We must wait at least another 2 hours.
Now, please, trust us, Mr. Crim. Grandma always knows precisely the right moment.
Hey, what's that?
They got the bloodhounds out. Oh, those noisy, slobbering beasts. They'll surely ruin my garden.
The cops. We gotta make a break for it. Hey. You, quick into this other room.
Grandma, if you don't get rid of them, I'll kill the girl before they take me.
Digging up my garden.
Sorry to disturb you, ma'am. There's been a prison break.
Don't you think I know it? With all those sirens going off, and now those dogs. Why is it that every time there's a prison break, you come pounding on my door?
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. The trail led this way.
Well, she better say the
and
right
while
thing.
While you're here, those prisoners can be sneaking away in the fog.
Well, there was only one escapee, but he's a killer.
Probably swam the river by now. Those silly dogs get so confused near the water. Don't think I won't send a bill to the state for any damage they're doing to my garden. Of course, I don't hold you personally responsible. You look like such a nice young man. Wouldn't you like to come in for a nice warm cup of tea?
Why, that double-crossing...
He won't come in.
Oh, no, ma'am, sorry. You lock your door and latch the windows, and if you hear the slightest sound, get on that phone.
Don't you worry, son. I won't sleep a wink until daylight. But I'm sure the criminal's far away by now. It doesn't stand to reason he'd try to hide out so close to the prison.
Oh, I guess you're right. Well, we'll start working down the riverbank, trying to pick up the trail again. Night, ma'am.
Good night. And do try to keep warm.
Hey, you don't know how close you can...
Hush! If I hadn't invited the young man in, he would have insisted on searching the house.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
How does your shoulder feel, Mr. Krim?
It'll hold until I get to a dock. Hey, maybe we can go for the boat now with those cops heading down the bank.
Not yet. Penelope, bring the kettle, please. We'd all have some tea.
Tea? Now, hold it, sister.
Really, Mr. Krim, you're trying my patience. Will you please put that gun away? You certainly know by now that you can trust us. Now get the kettle, Penelope, while I help Mr. Krim put his shirt back on.
All right. Take it easy, will you? This arm's getting stiffer by the minute.
There. And now hold your hand like that while I tie this kerchief into a sling. There. How does that feel?
Hey, how come you're doing all this for me?
Oh, I enjoy helping people.
Oh, yeah?
Tea's ready.
Oh, smell that aroma, Mr. Krim. And it tastes even better. But you mustn't put any sugar in it. It neutralizes the flavor.
That smells funny.
Well, drink it.
Yeah. You drink it first.
Oh, dear. Next you'll insist I switch cups with you. Oh, well. Just right, isn't it, Penelope?
Perfect. Won't you join us, Mr. Krim?
That's not bad. That tastes funny, but it's good. What's in it?
Herbs I grow in my own garden. Oh, dear, the garden. I do hope those clumsy dogs don't trample it. Turn up the radio, dear. That music is lovely.
Can I have another cup?
Well, that is a compliment. You certainly may, Mr. Krim.
How about it? What's in this for you, huh?
Well, let's just say it's my mission.
Huh?
The others are all on the side of the angel, so I feel your side deserves a little help.
You mean this has got something to do with your religion?
I just do what little I can.
Lady, you know what you're going to get from me, don't you? A big fat nothing. I seen you soul savers plenty, so you can save your sermons for the next guy.
We interrupt.
Wait a minute.
To bring you the latest bulletin on the prison break. Matthew Krim is still at large. A four-state alarm has been put out. A witness reported seeing Krim enter a movie house in Harpersville, 30 miles north of the state penitentiary. The building was surrounded, but Krim slipped through the police cordon. Stay tuned to the station for further developments.
Dumb cops. Sooner report seeing me all over the country.
It'll still be another 2 hours before it's safe to cross the river. So you rest now, Mr. Krim.
Yeah. Yeah, you're okay, Grandma. A real bird.
Thank you.
But okay.
Oh, Grandma, I think the tea worked. Yes, it did. He's asleep. Now you stay here while I do my task.
Left.
Why don't you go to sleep again? It isn't time to go yet.
Hey, where's Grandma?
She left us alone.
Huh?
Do you think I'm pretty, Mr. Krim?
Gorgeous. Hey, what's that sound?
I don't hear anything.
Shut up, listen. It's coming from a basement. Come on.
Now, there's nothing to worry about. You can trust us, Mr. Krim.
I said, come on. There's something weird about this whole setup. This house and your grandma, and you too, weird. It's coming from down here. Where's the light?
Oh, Mr. Krim, Grandma will be awfully upset.
The light. What?
And there's no one here. I still hear that sound. It's coming from under the floor. There must be another cellar below this one. Okay, sister, show me the door. I'll push your pretty face in.
You are the most difficult. Oh, all right. Grandma's going over here. The entrance is behind the closet. It swings out.
All right. You go first.
Penelope, is that you? Why, you brought Mr. Crim.
All right. What are you up to, old lady? You're digging a grave.
Oh, it's nothing. No trouble at all. The ground is quite soft.
A grave? You crazy old coot. We're getting out of here right now.
Oh, no. No, you must wait a little longer.
Now, or I'll put both of you in that grave. Now, now! Can't you move this blasted boat any faster?
I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, I'm like a dead weight. I'm bleeding again, yeah.
Well, I told you should have waited. Really, Mr. Crim, I think we should turn around and go back to the house, where I can give you the proper attention.
Oh, you're nuts. You're plain nuts. Go on, keep moving, keep moving. Better get across the river. A slow, slow boat.
I think he's right, Penelope. I'm going to have to talk to someone about getting a new boat.
Oh, I'd like one. Can it be green, Grandma? You know how I adore green.
Well, I don't see why not. If we're getting a new boat...
I gotta get across. Dark. The other side. So... across the river. I'm gonna make it.
Is he dead, Grandma?
At last. And not a moment too soon. There's the dock.
Who crosses my river?
It's Penelope and I. We brought Mr. Crim.
Good. Why? You've brought his body, too. Grandma, how many times have I told you? You're only to deliver their souls.
But he was so insistent. He refused to wait until he died.
I don't want to hear any excuses. Now, you take him back. Bury him. Then, bring his soul to me.
But... oh, well, yes, sir. Well, Penelope, start rowing. Teaching me a lesson. As if I didn't know my job. He could have taken Crim's soul, and we could have buried the body when we got back. But no. He insists we go back and start all over. Oh, I'm sure to catch a terrible cold. Imagine going back and forth across the River Styx on a night like this. Don't you agree with me, Penelope?
I suppose so, Grandma. But Satan is the boss.
Indeed he is.
Theater 5 has presented Across the River from Grandma's House, written by Leonard Stad, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Ethel Ramey, Ralph Bell, Evelyn Juster, and Norman Rose. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.